我哋会用会一起读今日嘅经文，今日嚟自彼得前书嘅第一章十至到十三节，然后二十二至到二十五节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 1, 10 to 13, and 22 to 25. We'll read this responsively, first in Chinese, then in English.
我哋用企应嘅方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。彼得前书第一章第十节。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察，心里基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的那圣的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报告给你们，天使也愿意详细察看这些事。专心仰望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是藉着神活泼常存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，他的美荣都像草上的花，花必枯干，草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. I wonder what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when he told them in advance about Christ's suffering and his great glory afterward. They were told that their messages were not for themselves, but for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.It is all so wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart.As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. The word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you.
詹姆斯今日传讲信息题目是被福音更新第二部分。
Today's message given by Pastor Wilson is titled Transformed by the Gospel, Part 2.
我们 we ask for your help to be attentive to your word, for we know, Lord, it has to get deep down into us.
天父，求主你帮助我哋去留心聆听你的说话，因为知道你的话语要入到我哋嘅心里边。
And so help us now through the power of your Holy Spirit to focus in on the hero of the story and be marveled and wondered at him.
求主你嘅圣灵帮助我哋，我哋专注喺。主你俾我哋嘅基督嘅身上。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名义求，阿门。
Well, we've been learning over the last couple of weeks that the Bible has great instruction for us.
咁过去嘅呢几个礼拜，我哋都学过，就系话圣经有好多嘅俾我哋嘅指引。
You know how to handle anxiety.
点样
how to handle worry?
去点样去处理忧虑担心？
Or turn the other cheek.
或者將你嘅臉轉向其他人，俾佢哋打。
Now those are wonderful instructions, but it's meaningless if you don't know the true story.
这些指引都是很好的, 但是如果你不知道那个真正的故事的时候呢,
And what is that story? What is the main storyline in the Bible when you read it?
那这个故事是什么呢? 这个圣经的主要的故事是什么呢?
This world is broken, but it's lost its king, but he's coming back.
这个世界是破碎的, 这个世界已经失去了这个王, 但是这个王会再回来。
You see, we lost him, we pushed him aside.
我们失去了这个王, 你们将这个王可以赶走他。
But he didn't leave us in our mess.
但是神就没有由得我们在我们的乱糟糟的当中。
He's rescued us. He's going to come again to judge and to restore and to make all things new.
他会拯救我们，他会来到去审判，他会将所有的东西都更新。
That's the main storyline. You must embrace that or else the instruction is stupid.
这个就是那个主要的故事，你一定要认识这个故事，否则那些教导都是没用的。
That's the storyline of the Bible as you come to read it and understand it and digest it.
这个就是圣经那个主要的故事，就是你当你读的时候呢，你要去消化它。
Right? God's coming. He came to live the life you should have lived and to die the death you should have died to pay your sin penalty.
神已经来过，他过过一个你同我都需要过的生活，他担当了你同我都要承担的罪的代价。
And he came at great cost to save you.
他付上很大的代价去拯救你。
You must hear. You must see by faith the story. You must.
你一定要听到这个故事，你要用信心去看到这个故事。
And you must understand it and trust the hero of the story.
你要去明白和相信这个故事那位英雄。
It has to be a marvel, a wonder to you.
对你来说，你一定会觉得奇妙。
Do you have that? Do you have that this morning?
今天早上你是不是这样觉得呢?
Do you still see the Bible as kind of a compendium of things? You know, you have to sort of do.
你是不是还是看圣经，好像看到一系列的东西是你需要做的东西呢?
Then, if that's so, you don't see the difference between the Bible, the Christian faith, and all the other world faiths. You don't understand it.
如果你还是这样看的时候，你就真的看不到基督教和世界上其他宗教的分别。
And so that's what we've been learning. First, you must see the story in the Word. You must grasp it, understand it, apply it.
所以首先你要看到这个圣经神的话语里面所讲的故事，你要捉紧它，你明白它，你要去应用。
And if you see Christianity as just instruction illustrated by stories, then you're into religion.
如果你看到基督教只不过是一系列的教导指引要做，藉着那些故事所讲出来的教导，那你就好像是在一个，只不过是一个宗教的里面。
That's religion, not Christianity.
这个只不过是一个宗教，不是基督教。
Religion says what? Well, I live the best I can. I try to obey, and then God owes me.
宗教说什么呢? 宗教说我尽力过一个好的生活，然后呢，神呢就欠了我了。
I give God a good record, right? On the basis of how I obey the instruction in the Bible.
我就是藉着顺服圣经里面给我的教导，我尽量是做好一点，然后我将这系列的一个结果就交给神。No,
Christianity says God gives me a perfect record on the basis of what Jesus has done for me.
但是基督教说什么呢? 基督教就是基于耶稣基督为我们所做的，神将一个好好的记录加注在我们身上。
And because I treasure that, I've got it. I've got the message. I trust it. I trusted his personal work. Then I respond and trust and obey him.
因为我相信这个信息，我相信神为我所做的，所以我信靠、信服去回应他。
See, that has to be grasped. Or else you're not living for the Lord. You're not glorifying his name.
你一定要去明白这一点，如果不是呢，你不是真的去荣耀他的名。
You don't really know the scriptures and the power of God.
你唔係真正明白聖經同埋神嘅大能。
You really don't know that. It doesn't matter how many years of Sunday school classes you've sat in.
無論你上咗主日學幾多年。
You have to see. See by faith the gospel storyline. You must.
你一定要藉著信心去睇到聖經呢個福音嘅故事。
By the way, that's doctrine. That's justification by faith, partially.
呢個就好似係因信稱義所講嘅教義一樣。
That's so practical.
係可以應用嘅。
Paul says something amazing here as he addresses Peter. Peter says something here. I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm going to use Galatians 2:14 a little later in the sermon, and that's Paul addressing Peter about racism.
咁我好似跳咗一步咁樣，咁一陣間我哋會講下保羅對彼得嘅評語。
What I was supposed to say was Peter says something amazing here.
咁喺呢一度，彼得講咗一啲好奇妙嘅嘢。
And it's only because he heard Jesus say it over and over and over again. It's in verses 10 to 12. If you could shine it up, please, like once again.
係因為彼得咧聽到耶穌不斷咁樣去重複去講，就係第十至到十二節。
And it says there in again your translation, the New Living Translation, or if you're reading the Chinese, the Christian Union. CUV, it says there, this salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when he told them in advance about Christ's suffering and his great glory afterward. They were told that their messages were not for themselves, but for you. And now, this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It is also wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen.
他說論到這救恩也預先說你們要得恩典的眾先知早已詳細地尋求考察。就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵，传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们。总之，天使呢，都愿意详细考察这些事。
Many of you are familiar with the scene in Luke 24 when Jesus, the resurrected Christ, appears before two men walking in the road to Emmaus.
我們記得路加福音24章當基督復活之後呢，在這個以馬忤斯路上去遇見兩個門徒。
And I have those verses on, it's from Luke 24 on the second and third slide. It says there, and he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
You see, the two men, as they were walking down the road, were kind of puzzled, confused about the events that just happened.
咁两个人喺条路上边去行嘅时候咧，佢哋觉得好困惑，就系话刚刚所发生嘅事情。
Right, Jesus went to the cross. He died, and now the grave was empty.
耶稣死喺十字架上边，而家咧个坟墓就空咗。
And Jesus says to those two confused men, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms, etc., the scriptures.
耶稣话咧喺圣经上边，无论系摩西或者其他先知，凡系指住佢所讲嘅嘢，都要成就。
See, the scriptures are not about us, even though we're saved by the message of the scriptures.
你睇下呢個聖經其實唔係關於我哋嘅。總之呢個聖經咧講到我哋得到拯救。
As you just saw in Luke 24, it's about God. It's about Jesus, God the Son.
剛剛睇到嘅你就話，成本聖經其實都係講到神，講到神嘅兒子耶穌基督。
And he says everything must be fulfilled that is written about me. Jesus says about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms, etc., etc., etc.
耶穌話聖經上邊無論係摩西所講嘅律法。先知所讲的预言，诗篇上所讲的，凡是指住耶稣基督所讲的，都要实现。
I know you might be scratching your head. You say, "Well, Wilson, you know, maybe I could see that in the prophets. You know, I've read some of Isaiah. You know, I know Isaiah 53:6. I memorized it for evangelism explosion. And you know, I know it says a little bit about Jesus. Yeah."
咁你可能系好奇怪就系话啊，可能我喺。在先知書的時候呢就會講到是耶穌基督的，這個我會明白啦。
But you're scratching your head and say, oh? How about the law? How about the Ten Commandments? How does that tell me about Jesus?
這個律法，這個十戒，那怎樣講到關於耶穌基督的事呢？
How could every part of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, be about Jesus, every page?
怎可能每一段的聖經，每一頁都是講到耶穌基督呢？
I must stress the importance of you embracing that. Because until you see that, the Bible is a crushing weight. It's a crushing weight on you that's not a transforming, joy-inflicting power.
但如果你不是看到这一点的时候，这个圣经就只是变成对你来说一个很重的负累，而不是让你有喜乐。
I'm not exaggerating. This is all the difference in the world as you look at the Bible.
我不是夸张的，因为这个就是当你看圣经那个分别。
You have to see through the Bible, although the Bible is full of stories, and certainly is, right? David, right? Ruth, Esther, etc., right? The main storyline is the gospel.
聖經裏面有很多的故事，很多的人物，無論是大衛啊、夏娃啊、亞伯啊那些各樣的故事，但是那個主軸都是關於這個福音。
Maybe you're familiar with the Bible, you know that there are tons of characters there, tons of stories, right?
你都明白，你係睇好熟聖經，你睇到好多嘅故事人物喺入邊。
I just rattle off some names, right? That you might be familiar with: David, King David, Adam and Eve, Abel, right? Isaac, Joseph, Jonah, Esther, Ruth, etc.
好多嘅唔同嘅人物，譬如大衛、亞當、夏娃、亞伯、以撒、約瑟、約拿、以斯帖各樣。
And there are all these stories, but what are they talking about?What are they actually referring to?
咁呢啲咁多嘅唔同嘅故事，佢哋讲紧乜嘢咧？佢哋指向啲乜嘢咧？其实
，Well, it's so important to see that they're actually pointing to Jesus in some way.
佢哋其实都系指向耶稣基督。
And if you don't grasp that, again, the power of the scriptures is not going to seep down into you.
如果你唔系今日睇到嘅时候咧，你呢个圣经嘅大能咧，唔系真系能够入到你嗰度。
You must see this for the power to get into you, for the word to see, get down deep into you.
你一定要咁样睇到呢个圣经神嘅话语，先至可以入你嘅心里。
Right, the main storyline, the hero, and the wonder. You have to meet the hero.
你一定要见到入边当中所提到嗰个英雄。
Let me explain, unpack a little bit. I'll take a couple of the characters. I only have time for a couple of them. Do you know the story of Adam?
让我用几个做例子，譬如系亚当嘅故事。
Jesus is the true and better Adam.
耶稣就系嗰个真嘅亚当，有个更加好嘅亚当。
Because Jesus also faced a great test in the garden.
因为耶稣喺呢个园子里边咧，都面对一个更加大嘅试探。
But the great news is that Jesus didn't fail the test like Adam failed the test.
但是个好消息就是说耶稣基督并没有在这个试探里面失败，好像亚当一样。
Because Adam drags us down, he fails the test.
因为亚当的失败，所以亚当将我们 都拉了下去。
But Jesus gets the victory, he succeeds and lifts us up.
但耶稣是成功的，他将我们带起拉起上来。
He's the true and better Adam. So when you read Adam and Eve, you see Jesus.
他一个更加真更加好的亚当，当你看亚当和夏娃故事，你看到耶稣。
Jesus is the true and better Abel. Remember Cain and Abel?
耶稣亦都系一个更加好、更加真嘅亚伯。
Abel's the innocent one slain by his brother.
亚伯系嗰个无辜嘅，俾佢嘅兄弟所杀。
What a tragedy! His blood cries out from the ground.
圣经话佢嘅血喺地里边咧去呼喊。
It cries out for condemnation against Cain, right?
佢话咧吓，佢要诶，个人咧要受到报复。
But Jesus' blood is shed too on the ground. But what is a cry out? Grace and acquittal for those who are guilty.
但耶稣基督嘅血同样喺地上边去呼喊，但系呼喊嘅系乜嘢咧？就系话呼喊恩典同埋赦免。
So it's not just a tragic story when you read Cain and Abel. It's about Jesus.
所以当你睇亚伯同该隐嘅时候咧，唔系一个只是一个悲惨的故事，而是你要看到耶稣基督在当中。
Give you a couple more. Jesus is the true and better Isaac.
耶稣是一个更加好的以撒。
Whose father didn't just raise up the dagger, right? The dagger. Because his father is being tested, right? By God.
他的父亲呢，他拿起这个刀要去杀他，要献祭，因为这个是神要试探他。
But Jesus is the greater Isaac because the dagger comes down on him from God the Father and is slain. It's not just, oh, hold, wait, Abraham. Don't do it. No, it points to Jesus because the dagger comes down on him. He's greater than Isaac.
但这个刀呢，就是落在耶稣基督的身上，因为耶稣基督的父亲父神将这个刀是加在身上边，将他杀死。
I could go on and on. Every story in the Bible points you to the Messiah.
圣经里边每一个故事都指向弥赛亚。
This is so important because if you're a Sunday school teacher, you gotta tell your kids that.
好重要嘅，因为如果你系主学老师咧，你要将呢样嘢讲俾小朋友听。
Do you remember David and Goliath, right? Some of you, your children know about it, right? If they've been in Sunday school, you know about David and Goliath.
譬如大卫同埋巨人哥利亚呢个故事，你去主日学你都一定会听过。
Well, David risks his life, right? And he's a representative of his nation, Israel, his people, right?
大卫咧代表佢嘅人民代表以色列去出战去对抗哥利亚。
And the giant represents the enemy, right? The enemy of life.
哥利亚就代表这个敌人，就是生命里面的敌人。
And David, little David, with the slingshot, right? Risks his life as he faces the giant.
大卫只是用一个石头去面对这个哥利亚。
And his victory over that giant, as he slays the giant, is what? His victory is imputed to all the people of his nation Israel.
大卫战胜了哥利亚，这个胜利呢，就是加在他的以色列的人民的身上。
And all those people, they didn't even raise a stone or risk their life, but they get the benefit of this little boy's courage and facing and slaying the giant to save the nation.
这些其他的以色列人，他们都没有动过刀枪，没有拿起个石头，但是他已经得到大卫这个胜利所得到的好处。
Of course, Jesus is the greater David, right? Because his victory is imputed to us, right? His death on the cross, his sin penalty is paid for your sin.
同样的，耶稣基督是更加大的大卫，因为耶稣基督的胜利胜过这个罪，这个胜利得胜已经加诸在我们的身上。
Do you remember Esther in the Old Testament?
记不记得以斯帖呢？
I gotta be fair because a lot of examples I gave were male.How about the female example, Esther?
我讲过很多男性的例子，我们讲下女性的例子，以斯帖。
Esther, right, risked her life in the palace, risked all her livelihood as she rose up the ranks in the palace, right?
咁以斯帖喺呢个宫中一个皇后，但系佢都要冒住嘅生命危险。
As she seeks to stand up for her people, Israel, right? If I perish.I perish, she says.
她为了她的以色列的子民去站出来，她说如果我要死就死了。
Because she has that burden to save her people, she's ready to risk her life.
她冒着生命危险要救她的同胞。
But Jesus is the greater Esther. He loses the palace. He loses the ultimate palace. He leaves heaven. He leaves paradise to come here in this fallen world.
但耶稣基督是更加好的意思，因为他离开了他的王宫，他离开他的荣耀，来到这个世界里面，这个破落的世界。
And Jesus doesn't say, if I perish, I perish. He says, when I perish, when I perish, he does perish.
耶稣基督不是说如果我要死我就死，但是他是说在那个时刻我死的时候我就是要死。
Every prophet, every priest, every king points to Jesus. You must see that.
每一个先知，每一个祭司，每一个王都是指向耶稣基督。
I know what you're saying. So what? That's very interesting, Wilson. That's very interesting, right? Maybe you're talking about some type of biblical interpretation, some type of method.
咁你话啊，牧师啊，咁样听落都好有趣。不过你只不过系用一啲特别嘅技巧去讲解圣经啫。
No.It's not just a way to look at the Bible. No.
这个并不是说只是用某一个方法去看圣经。
It's crucial to see the main storyline as you read the Bible. It's a matter of life and death. You must see the gospel.
这个就是很重要的，就是说你看到这个圣经的主要的故事是关乎你的生命与死亡的，因为你要看到这个福音。
Let me prove to you. Let me show you why it's not an interpretive trick.
告诉你为什么这个只不过不是只是怎样讲解圣经的问题。
I'm just going to take one of the stories that I referred to, David and Goliath, right?
我刚才讲过大卫和巨人哥利亚。
Who's it about?
是关于谁的呢?
If you only see it's about David and Goliath, let me ask you this question, important question. Is it good news then?
如果这个故事只是关于大卫和哥利亚，这个是不是一个好消息呢？
What's good news? What's the gospel? What's the word gospel mean?
福音好消息的意思是什么呢?
What does it mean? It means what? Joy inflicting news.
就是说这个消息能够带来喜乐的。
Right? That's why you herald the news. You proclaim it. You're just announcing it. The news.
所以我们去宣讲这个消息。
Do you know why?It's bad news if you just leave Jesus out of the story of David and Goliath.
如果大卫和哥利亚的故事当中没有耶稣基督的时候，为什么这个不是一个好消息呢？
Because if you're a Sunday school teacher and you teach, oh, just go out and be like David, be little, be like David, be courageous, they can't do it. They can't do it. Your kids can't do it. They might think they could do it because they're little kids, but they can't do it.
如果你是主校的老师，只是说对你的小朋友说啊，你出去了就好像大卫一样那么勇敢，他们做不做得呢？他们做不到，他们只不过是这个小朋友，他们以为做到，但是他们做不到。
I would be so, say respectfully, because I really appreciate our Sunday school teachers, but if you just say, just go and do it, right? Just be like David, right? And not tell them about Jesus, that he's the greater David, you're actually doing malpracticemalpractice Sunday school teaching.
如果你是教主学，你只是叫小朋友你出去好像大卫那样要很勇敢，你其实就是错误的去教导主学。
You can't just teach, oh, you need to summon up a faith, right? To be courageous, to be like, you know, conquer the giants of failures in life.
因为你不可以只是叫他们你拿些信心出来，拿些勇敢出来，那么你就可以战胜这个生命里面的巨人了。
Right, conquer the giant of criticism, right? So you don't fall apart when people criticize you.
你不可以就这样叫他们去战胜那些批评的罪人，因为人家在你的生命里面批评你。
Oh, there's the giant of suffering over there in life, right? Just grin and bear it.
在生命里面有一个苦难的巨人，那么你怎样呢？你要去承受呢？
Is that good news? If you do that,
如果你咁样做嘅时候，呢个系咪一个好消息咧？
Do you read that story and you weep with joy because you just read that be courageous like David?
你睇呢个故事嘅时候，你系咪就会有一个喜乐当中？因为你以为你好似大卫一样咁勇敢咧？
No, it's bad news because the kids are deluded to think they can do it, but they can't do it.
这个会变成一个坏消息，因为这些小朋友就很错误地以为他们可以做到，但是当他们做不到。
It's not going to open, ultimately help you if you don't point them to Jesus.
如果你唔帮助佢哋指向耶稣基督嘅时候咧，系唔能够帮助你。
It's not going to penetrate their heart as they hear and see. It's not going to penetrate their heart if you just leave out Jesus.
如果你唔会系到耶稣基督嘅时候咧，呢个故事唔能够去进入佢哋嘅心里边。
Because kids are bright. Get a little older, they realize it wasn't good news.
小朋友好聪明嘅，当佢哋大啲嘅时候咧，佢就会睇到呢个唔系一个好消息。
Because no matter how hard they try, life's problems, which are lengthy, will get to them.
因为无论他们多努力都好，但生命里面是很多的很多的问题，会一定来到他们当中。
Come on. Just think of the ultimate challenge, the veil of death. Just think of that ultimate challenge. You're going to face that without Jesus?
譬如我们生命里面最大的个挑战就是死亡。我们是不是可以 不是靠着耶稣基督就可以面对呢？
If you don't show the people that when you're telling the Bible stories that it's about Jesus and the gospel, it won't get into them. It won't.
如果你将呢个故事去讲俾人听，但系唔提到耶稣基督，唔系讲到关于耶稣基督嘅时候咧，呢啲故事唔能够帮助你。
It won't melt anyone's hard heart, which is full of pride.
呢啲唔能够去融化佢哋刚硬嘅心，系充满咗骄傲嘅心。
You know your children.And yourselves are constantly bombarded in this society, saying, "Oh, you just fulfill your dream. You can do it. Just do it. You can do it."
呢个社会不断嘅去对你同埋你嘅小朋友讲话，你只要去满足你嘅梦想，你就咁出去做，咁就得啦。
That's very misleading. You know how many things have to fall into place for you to accomplish things of significance in life?
呢个系好误导嘅。你知唔知道？你要在生命里面去成就这些这么好的事情的时候，有多少东西要是刚刚做得到呢？
You have to see the story of David, like every other story in the Bible, points to the ultimate champion.
你要看到大卫的故事就好像圣经其他故事一样，指向那个最后的得胜者耶稣基督。
The one who went up against the ultimate giant, sin.
那个出去面对那个最大的巨人就是罪。
And conquered sin, death, and hell for you.
最后他战胜了罪、死亡和地狱，是为了你。
Jesus didn't go to just risk his life, he gave his life.
耶稣基督不是只是冒着他的生命危险，而是他将生命去给你。
And the victory he procured there, his victory over sin, death, and hell is what? Imputed to me.
他在当中所得胜的这个胜利是加在你的身上。
That's what David and Goliath is telling us, because David represented the nation. What his actions did, benefited, was imputed to Israel.
就好像大卫代表他的国家去出战，他的胜利就是加在他的国家的人民身上。
And so what's so important about that?
那有什么那么重要呢？
I will never, ever deal with the giants of failure in my life unless I know God is absolutely for me.
如果我唔系知道神系为我嘅时候咧，我唔会去面对生命呢个各种嘅巨人。
I will never deal with the giants of criticism and disapproval unless I know.That I've been approved by the one who counts the most.
如果我唔系知道嗰一个最重要系认同我嘅嗰一位，我哋唔能够去面对生命中嘅批评同埋唔认同。
I can face criticism. I can face disapproval because the one who loves me the most approves of me.
我哋能够面对批评同埋。别人的不认同，因为我们已经知道神是爱我，神是接纳我。
That's good news, isn't it?
这个才是好消息。
That's good news.
这个才是好消息。
The core of my being needs to be melted by the joy of seeing what the ultimate truth is. There is a better than David for me.
我心要被这个圣经里面最主要的故事就是耶稣基督才是我的 代表。
And not until I see and sense that by faith and joy, it's not going to get down into me.
如果唔係真係睇到呢一點嘅時候，呢個故事唔係入到我心裏邊俾我喜樂。
The gospel, the summary, the storyline of the Bible is really about the suffering and glory of the Messiah Jesus.
呢個福音聖經裏邊嘅故事都係講，就係講到呢個耶穌基督尼賽亞佢嘅苦難，佢嘅榮耀。
And so my most important question for you today is, has that word gone down deep into you or not?
我要問你呢個最重要嘅問題，就係話神嘅話語有冇進入到你嘅心裏邊咧？
Again, the Bible's not a compendium of instruction. It's a true story.
聖經唔係只係一系列嘅教訓，而係真正嘅故事。
And when you read the Bible and you think it's basically about you and how to solve your life's problems and what you must do, you're misreading the Bible.
如果你睇聖經以為呢啲嘅故事就係教導你點樣去處理生命嘅問題咧，你係錯咗啦。
But if you see the Bible as basically about God and what He has done, then you'll be able to do wonderful things. You will be able to. He will power. His power will be in you.
但如果你睇到聖經係關於神同埋佢為你所做嘅時候咧，你就能夠係藉住神嘅能力去做奇妙嘅事。
And then you could do what Esther did. And you could do what David did.
你就能夠做到好似以斯帖或者大衛所做嘅。
Sermons.Bible studies expound the scriptures. They give you the good news. They explain it to you.
讲到查经，去不断嘅去睇，去分析，去学习当中睇到呢个好消息。
So you need to hear and read for yourself about the explanations of the text.
你要听，你要自己去睇，去睇下释经文嘅解释。
You can't just come here just listen.Right, you hear the sermon, or you participate in an inductive Bible study, and you say, "Oh, that's very interesting." So what?
你唔可以只系嚟去听下讲道，或者去参系咁以参与下查经，咁就好有趣喎。咁又点咧？
Because if you really have engaged and understand the scriptures, you've read, you know the storyline, if you read it and you agree with it, you say, "Yeah, I'm so grateful. There's a better and a greater than David."And I know him.
当你睇呢个圣经嘅时候，你会睇到我承认有一个更加好嘅大卫系为咗我，我相信。
And I sense the joy, the amazement, the wonder of that.
我感受到当中嘅喜乐，当中嘅奇妙。
And then, I'm reading the Bible correctly. It's not a compendium of instructions that's going to crush me to the ground.
如果唔去真正嘅去理解聖經嘅時候咧，呢啲只不過係一系列嘅責任要我去做。
You know, you're really fooling yourself if you think you can obey it without God, without Jesus, right? You think you're obeying the Ten Commandments, but obviously you're not.
如果你以為你可以去跟隨十戒去行嘅，跟隨當中嘅律法去行嘅時候咧，你係錯啦。
Because Jesus tells you that it's more than external, it's internal too. Do you really love everyone, your neighbors, yourself?
因为耶稣话呢啲唔系只系外边嘅，而系你心里边嘅改变。你系咪真系能够去爱你嘅邻舍咧
？You're deluding yourself if you think you can.
你以为你系做到嘅时候咧，你系欺骗紧自己。
He's gotten the victory. Jesus has gotten the victory for you over sin, death, and hell. That's precious.
耶稣为你去战胜咗罪、地狱同埋死亡，呢个系好宝贵。
Again, I'm not talking about a proper way of interpreting the Bible.
我咪只係講緊一個正義嘅分解聖經。
You know what I'm saying? Do you see the point of the Bible? Do you see the point of the Bible? That's what I'm saying.
我講嘅就係話你睇唔睇到聖經要講嘅係乜嘢咧
？And when I went through that list of biblical characters, you have to see that Jesus is the true and better Adam, the true and better Abel, right?
我哋講嘅就係話你睇唔睇到耶穌基督先至係嗰個更加好嘅亞當，更加好嘅亞伯。
But if you don't know all Again, don't worry if you don't know all the stories, because maybe you don't. You don't need to know all the stories, but you need to know the main story, and then go back to those stories, and then see Jesus in those stories.
你唔認識曬聖經上邊所講嘅所有嘅故事，呢個唔重要。但係你要知道嗰個主要嘅故事係乜嘢咧，然後你翻去嗰啲唔同嘅細嘅故事嘅裏邊。
That's the hero, but what about the wonder?
我頭先講嘅嗰個英雄，咁奇妙嘅嘢係乜嘢咧？
Well, it's in verse 12, the latter part of verse 12.
喺第十二節嘅尾。
If you don't mind, if you could shine that up, latter part of verse 12, and see the phrases "preach the gospel to you," and even the angels long to look into these things. Do you see that in 12?
第十二節佢話將這些事報給你們，天使也願意詳細查看這些事。
I know it looks it's as you read it, it looks a little strange. You know, you're scratching your head. So angels, and I know the New Living Translation is saying eagerly watching. That's that word that I referred to in many other sermons, epithemia, which is over desire or obsession.
咁你睇到一個好得意嘅字眼，佢中文咧願意詳細察看。佢原文咧就係嗰個字係好似一個渴求。
The NIV puts it, angels long to look.
咁英文嘅有個翻譯就係天使咧嚇好渴想去睇。
They are obsessed with the gospel.
佢哋迷戀咗呢個福音咁樣。
Now angels are very intelligent beings. You know that as you read the scriptures.
咁你睇聖經嘅時候，我哋知道天使都係好聰明嘅。
And surely the gospel is a body of information that we have to subscribe to in order to get into heaven.Once you get it, you're in. Right, obviously, yes.
咁啊，福音亦都係一啲嘅資訊。當我哋去接收到，我哋相信嘅時候咧，我哋可以去天堂。咁你得到嘅時候咧，你就係已經係入咗去啦。
The angels aren't stupid. They know that.
天使亦都係知道嘅，佢哋唔係愚蠢嘅。
So let me ask you why? Why would the angels, intelligent beings, want to look again and again?And again to the gospel. Why did he go keep on going back to the gospel? Why?
咁點解呢度話聖啲天使咧不斷嘅去翻去睇呢個福音咧
？We have it on slide 4. The angels realize the gospel is not just the minimum doctrine requirement to get into heaven. They know that.
因為天使知道呢個福音唔係只不過係一個要進入天堂嘅一個基本嘅門檻。
Because the gospel is like a kaleidoscope. I don't know, boys and girls.You're just 12 and under. Can you fill me in? When I was a kid, you had these kaleidoscopes, right? You know, I used to love them.
有福音好似一個萬花筒一樣咁。如果你可能係睇過，我細個咧都睇過。
The picture's old school. I know that. So don't slam me, kids. Don't slam me, right? Please. You know, I'm not with it. I'm like from you know, child of the 80s, 70s, 80s, right?
咁我嚟自80年代或者之前。
Kaleidoscope.I don't know. When I was a kid, I guess I didn't get out much. I used to love the kaleidoscope, right?
我好中意睇萬花筒嘅。
That's like the gospel, right? Because you see something and it's fascinating.
就好似睇呢個福音一樣，你睇一啲嘢咧，你覺得好奇妙，好靚。
Kaleidoscope is a complex pattern of constantly changing colors and shapes, right?
呢萬花筒就係一不斷好複雜嘅圖形，不斷嘅去轉變形狀同埋。顏色
That's the reason you go back to read the stories.
呢個就係你翻去睇呢啲故事嘅原因。
Because the reason you go back is you become greater because you see Jesus in all these different angles. You see the gospel in these different ways.
因為你翻去睇呢個故事嘅時候咧，你就會睇到耶穌，你都唔同嘅角度去睇呢個故事。
And it makes you better, greater, where you can handle criticism.You can be forgiving.
就能够帮助你，能够更加去面对处理别人嘅批评同埋去饶恕。
You see why the angels long to look at it? Because you get greater. You get greater as you digest it more.
点解天使佢要更加去详细考察呢个福音咧？因为你会变得更加大，更加好。
I can't stress that enough. I've spent over 25 years here telling you that it's.The gospel is not the way just to get into the kingdom. It's the way to grow in everything else.
咁我用咗25年嘅时间喺呢度同你讲，呢个福音唔系只不过系帮助你去进入天堂，而系呢个福音咧系要使你哋去成长。
I can't do math. Right? I was here from 98, so it's more than 25 years, right?
咁我由98年开始喺呢度侍奉，咁差唔多25年啦。
Do you know?I'm talking about
你知唔知我講乜嘢咧
？An obsession with the gospel is the one obsession that will stop other deadly obsessions that will destroy you.
去迷恋这个福音就能够去阻止其他的坏的、啊、迷恋上瘾的东
西。All those over desires and addictions that are harming you, you can battle them with the gospel.
这些所有的私欲所有的上瘾的东西 能够用福音去面对。
Last week in an English Sunday school class, David Lowe did a great job. We're looking at the Redeemer material of Gospel Christianity, and one of the texts in what is the Gospel is Galatians 2:14, where Paul approaches Peter because he's being racist.
上個禮拜嘅英文嘅主學講到啊，呢個福音啊，講到誒加拉太書二章十四節。这个保罗呢就是跟彼得去对质，因为他、啊、当中有这个种族的歧视。
And Paul, like a loving brother in the faith, is confronting Peter with the fact that he's a racist.
咁呢、啊、保罗是一个爱弟兄的心呢是跟彼得去对质。
But notice, and I'll show you in a moment, Galatians 2:14, that Paul doesn't say to Peter, hey, Peter, you've broken the no racism rule.
咁保罗点样同彼得讲咧？保罗唔系净系话啊，彼得啊，你去啊，你犯咗呢、这个啊冇诶种族主义嘅条例啦。
Paul didn't say that to Peter. He could have. He didn't.
保罗可以咁样讲，但系保罗冇讲到。
What does he say instead as he confronts and challenges Peter with the gospel?
咁啊，保罗用乜嘢去挑战彼得咧
？Well, have that on slide 5 and 6.Galatians 2:14, it says there, when I saw that they were not in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas, which is Peter, in front of them all, you are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?
咁加拉太书二章十四节，佢话：但我一看见他们行得不正。与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法，即系彼得啊，佢讲：你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还劝外邦人随犹太人呢
？Again, Paul could have just said, "Hey, Peter, you're disobeying God." You know, he says, "Don't be a racist." You are being a racist.
保罗可以好简单就讲话啊，你诶。去犯咗呢個律法啦，因為你係作為一個種族主義者，佢唔好咁樣講。
No, loving Paul says to Peter, you're not walking in line with the gospel.
保羅話咩咧？保羅話彼得啊，你行嘅係同福音嘅真理不合。
In other words, Peter, look again, be marvelled, regain that wonder. Look at the kaleidoscope.Of the gospel,
佢好似就系话彼得啊，你再去睇下福音，再睇下福音嘅几咁奇妙，佢好似一个万花筒一样。
Go back to those other stories.
翻去睇下呢啲其他嘅故事，都系讲紧耶稣基督嘅。
Look until you're overfilled with God's joy.
你去再睇，直至你去充满咗神俾你嘅喜乐。
Right, then you can handle anything.
然后你就可以面对其他的事。
Psalmist says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good."
圣经话你要去尝下主恩的滋味。
And John 6:40 says, "All who see the Son, that's Jesus, and believe in Him, have eternal life."
圣经话当我哋相信耶稣基督嘅就有永生。
You know, you can Google YouTube.Jim Elliot died in Ecuador, Jungo, 1956. You can probably see documentaries on Jim Elliot.
咁你可以上網去搜尋一下啊 ，Jim Elliot， 佢喺厄瓜多爾啊呢個宣教士喺當中去死。
Jim was a missionary to Ecuador, and as I said, as he brought the gospel to the Alca Indians, they killed him.
咁啊，呢個宣教士佢將呢個福音嚟帶去呢個部落嘅當中，但係呢啲人咧去殺咗佢。
He and his four companion missionaries went to the jungles of Ecuador, were slain by the Alcas.
咁佢同埋四个其他嘅宣教士一齐嚟到呢个丛林森林里边，去俾当地人咧去杀害。
And Jim's famous author, his wife Elizabeth Elliot. By the way, Jim died at age 29.
咁佢死嘅时候咧，29岁。
Elizabeth and who was also a missionary for another team, missionaries back to see the Alca Indians, despite the fact that they killed her husband.
咁啊，佢死后咧，佢嘅太太咧就再同其他嘅宣教士再去翻呢、這个翻去呢个部落嘅里边，纵使佢哋杀咗佢嘅丈夫。
And after several contacts, which were very informative and helpful, the many Alca Indians came to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord.
咁当佢哋同呢啲嘅土人去接触过几次之后咧，佢哋都相信咗耶稣基督。
And Jim Elliot has a famous quote that many since 1956 have quoted in sermons like this.
咁啊 ，Jim Elliot 佢有一个好出名嘅句一句说话，咁我以前都去用过。
And I have that quote on slide 7. You might have seen it or heard it before. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
咁如果一个人去将佢佢唔能够保留嘅嘢去攞出嚟，然后以致佢赚得嗰啲佢唔能够失去嘅嘢，呢个系一个聪明嘅嘢。
You see, God created us to live by faith and love, not fear and bondage.
神去做我哋系活喺呢个信心同埋爱嘅里边，而唔系喺恐惧同埋囚牢嘅里边。
And God designed your body, your brain.Your emotions and your spirit to thrive in life as you live in Him, as you were created to worship Him.
神去设计我哋嘅身体、我哋嘅头脑、我哋嘅感情，系要系有一个好好嘅发展。当我哋系活喺佢嘅旨意嘅里边。
But humanity, including us, struggle with that. Instead of living for God and seeing Him as the source of life, we replace Him.
但是我们作为人，我们并没有好像根据祂为我们所设计的去过这个生活。
And we long for other things in the created order.
我们在受造之物当中呢，去找其他的东
西。You see, our problem is not that we have longings, that's good. We have longings, that's good.
个问题不是说我们只不过是要去想拿一些东西，得到一些东西。
But the problem is,What we think will satisfy those longings, which is where we go awry.
个问题就系话，我哋认为乜嘢先至可以能够满足我哋呢啲嘅渴求
？John Piper is a famous pastor. He's retired now. He wrote the book Desiring God.
咁啊 ，John Piper 佢写过一本书就系渴想神。
And Piper writes, "We all make a god out of what we take the most pleasure in."
佢说话就系话。我哋喺我哋所享受嘅嘢嘅里边咧，去当中去做一个神出嚟。
See, we all can relate to that, right?
我哋都可以去理解呢句说话。
Because we've all been deceived in craving for lesser pleasures, right?
因为我哋都系受迷惑去揾一啲更加低级嘅喜乐。
Instead of hungering for God, being awe and wonder of Him, we feast on cheap.Substitutes.
我哋并冇去渴想神去俾我哋最大嘅喜乐，反之我哋揾一啲更加低层次嘅代替品。
No wonder we lack the happiness that we need.
唔怪得我哋冇呢个喜乐。
Again, true inner happiness doesn't involve the absence of pain. We know that from the scriptures.
圣经话我哋真正嘅喜乐并唔会缺少痛苦苦难。
The happy person doesn't deny that there is an inner ache within all of us.
一个喜乐嘅人并唔会否定喺我哋心里边都有一啲嘅伤痛。
But a person who knows God, who trusts Jesus, is able to even embrace suffering and be transformed by the living God.
一个喜乐嘅人，一个相信耶稣基督嘅人，能够去拥抱佢嘅苦难，并且系被神去改变。
Yes, you're going to be hurt.
冇错，你会受伤。
It's going to be hard.
系唔容易。
But it's not going to be deadening or crippling.
但系呢个唔能够使你死亡或者系阻碍你。
Because as you know, as a fellow human being, life is a yay. At the same time, it's a ugh.
咁生命就有啲好似系好似好开心，但系同时间咧，亦都系觉得好痛苦。
That's why you need the gospel.
所以你需要福音。
Because happiness is not something we receive; it's something we become. We become.
因为喜乐唔系一啲我哋接受嘅嘢，而系我哋去成为嘅。
As we love God, we become like that.
当我们爱神的时候，我们就会变成这样喜乐。
As we live our lives to the fullest and enjoy Him and His creation forever.
我们去过一个丰盛的生命，去享受神永远的享受。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
I pray that many here would take it seriously to get it deep down into them.
我们祈祷我们这里的听到的都是认真的，将你的话语藏在你心里面。
Because unfortunately, the storms of life come in waves.
因为生命的风暴呢，是不断一次又一次的会来。
And to deal with them, you got to be ready.
而要去面对，我们一定要有所准备。
And so we need to know you and the gospel and all its fascination.
所以我们要去认识你，认识这个福音，它多么奇妙。
Help us all, Lord, to know the hero of the story and to know the wonder of it.
让我们去认识当中的故事的英雄，并且 去看到当中的奇妙。
And we ask that humbly in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们谦卑地去求，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。